Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We just thank God today for keeping us. We thank him for watching over us and protecting us from one week to another. It's another day that the Lord has kept us in. We can never thank him or praise him enough for what he's done and what he's still yet doing in our lives in these last and evil days. I get joy when I think about what the Lord has done for me and what he's still yet doing for me. Oh, I thank him. I tell you, from one week to another, we're so blessed. And from one day to another, we're so blessed. One minute to another, we're so blessed to still be in the land of the living. I tell you, like I always say, from one week to the next, you know, so much is taking place and this land, violence filling the land, is, you know, and the love of many waxing cold. There's just so much going on, y'all. I'm telling you, oh, my God, so much going on. There's so much to pray for. There's so much to just seek the Lord like never before. When we look around and see how our nation has really changed and how the church has changed and how just everything has changed. You know, but thank God he has remained the same. He's still faithful to us in the midst of all that we see going on around about us. He's still protecting us. He's covering us. And his word is still true today. I know they said God's doing a new thing, but I tell you, if it's new, it's not true. We just said it because he said he's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So that means whatever he was over 2,000 years ago, he's still that today. I'm telling you, we just got to trust him. You know, we've been talking about signs, the importance of signs, you know, warn you, to protect you, to direct you. That's what signs do, the way you need to go and, you know, and what you need to do. It's so much going on in this world, I tell you. Well, I would like to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers today. But I tell you, I don't have no Father's Day message because, you know, I'm just going to preach or just going to share the word of God with you on today. Because I tell you, it's not about tradition of men, you know, but it's all about Jesus. People's souls are at stake. Jesus is coming. People are dying left and right. I'm telling you, you know, without Jesus, without Christ in their life. And we here at the Reddit Church, as I said, we always trying to warn you of impending danger. You know, the devil is real, y'all. He's just as real as the Lord is. You know, Jesus is our perfect example. You know, he let us know that Satan roaming 2 and 4 in the earth. You know, he set that example. He used the word of God. The only thing going to keep you, you know, and protect you is the word of God. You say, when Satan offer him stuff, he said, look, it is written. Tell the devil to written the word today. Tell him what the word of God say. You know, I tell you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, all we do, thank you and praise you for another day that you kept us, oh God, and you didn't have to do it. but you did. And we thank you, oh God, on today. We honor you. We worship you. We give you the praise. We just do only to you, the true and living God. We acknowledge you in all our ways on today, that you would direct our path. Oh God, order our steps in your word, oh God. Help us to return back to the word of God, our foundational truth. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, your word said that everything else is going down, oh God, but your word on today, God, touch our hearts, touch our mind. Oh God, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, oh God. Oh, this nation, God, we pray for this nation and turn their hearts away from truth. We pray for leaders, oh God, false prophets and teachers that are leading people away and astray in this last hour. We plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, over everything that's not like you, oh God. You said in your word, oh God, that men love darkness rather than light. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will uncover their eyes today, that they will be able to see, oh God, the tricks of the enemy on today. Oh God, we pray, oh God, for every listener today, God, you unstop their ears, that they will hear thus saith the Lord on today, God, because there's life in the word of God. And we pray, oh God, for those that are suicidal today, oh God, we pray for their minds, oh God, you are a mind regulator. Your word say you will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, oh God. We pray that they will trust you, look to you, oh God, our only source, our only hope in this last and evil day, God. We pray for those that are in bereavement, oh God, that have lost loved ones today. We plead the blood of Jesus over their mind. Give them strength, oh God, to endure. Give them strength to trust your word, God. Give them faith to trust you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you can heal their broken hearts today and heal their wounds on today. You are everything that we need in this last hour, and we thank you in Jesus' name. The devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. He's still Lord, y'all. He's still Lord, I tell you. He said heaven and earth gonna pass away, but not one jot, not one tittle of his word shall fade away on today. And we thank you. We thank him for that on today. I tell you, you know, like I said, we've been talking about signs and, you know, even with vital signs, you know, when you go to the hospital, you know, the first thing they want you to do is take your vital signs because it's vital for your life. You know, it's important that we know if your blood pressure is high or low or, you know, and stuff. I'm telling you, it is sign. Pay attention to the sign. Oh, the word of God said there'll be wars and rumors of wars, and we see that, and we see, you know, tornadoes and earthquakes, and oh, it's just so much going on in this last and evil day. We just want you to, we want to point you to Jesus. I'll point you to Jesus. We here at the Ready Church just want to point you to Jesus. We want you to trust God. We want you to give him a chance. If you haven't received Christ in your heart and in your life in this last and evil day, we pray we over here at the Ready Church can make a difference in your life. As I always say, I'm not a preacher, but I love the Lord, and I'm a minister of the word of God. I'm a witness for my Lord on today, and I'm blowing the trumpet and Zion on today. We've got to, somebody got to say something. We got awakening and shaking people, you know, from out of their sleep before time is too late. The word of God says everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken, and it's being shaken right now. God is pulling the cover off these pastors and leaders and false prophets that's leading people astray. Oh my God, he's pulling the cover off these, you know, these leaders that's been hiding and, you know, acting like, you know, like they hadn't done anything as far as, you know, foulness and stuff, the dirt. Oh my God, there's so much dirt in the house of God in this last hour. But we know why the word of God said judgment was going to begin in the house of God, because of all the filthiness that was coming into the house of God. And he said in Revelation 18:3, he talks about, you know, every foul spirit, y'all. I'm telling you, some foul stuff in the house of God. Every foul spirit is in the house of God. Oh, every filthy bird. That's what he said. Oh, my God. You know, a bird will fly over your head and drop stuff, and you don't know when that bird going to drop stuff. But I tell you, in the name of Jesus, oh, we get in the word of God, he'll cover you, and he'll protect you. I tell you, he's protecting me, and he's been covering me. And I thank him on today. You know, I've been researching and studying and watching our nation crumble. I tell you, for a long time now, I'm telling you, church has been changing for years, you know. It's been changing for years. This ain't just started. This stuff has been changing. I mean, it's been creeping in the house of God for years. And, you know, and I've been studying, and, you know, I got so many articles and papers and stuff that I would go back and look at and read and stuff. As I see the nation changing and everything, and the Bible had warned us that a nation that forgets God should be cast into hell. I'm telling you, when I gave my life to the Lord, I was serious. I said, Lord, if you save my soul, you heal my body and make me whole, I was going to run on and see what the end's going to be. And I tell you, I've been running for over 48 years, and I haven't got tired yet. I've been watching and praying like the word of God said, and it's important. Signs are important. I've been paying attention to the signs myself. I mean, the declining of the word of God in the house of God and things that people were doing in the house of God and, oh, just bringing in all the filth in the house of God, changing. Oh, holy hip-hop, just bringing in stuff, compromising, secular this and secular that. And, oh, my God. Do we not know that secular means without God? Secular means without God, y'all. We done brought secular mess in the house of God. And the Bible said we're in this world, but not of this world. So how in the world we let the world come into church and take over, run in God's house? But we know, you know, without a foundation, you'll be destroyed, you know. But we got to get back to biblical truth, get back to the word of God, go from Genesis to Revelation. We can't leave Genesis out, y'all. The devil knew when, you know, these ministers and these world leaders and stuff, they know that if they get you away from the word of God from the beginning of the Bible, oh, my God, that they could come in and manipulate your mind and take you away from the truth, you know, and get you wondering and down God's word, just like Adam and Eve was in the garden and God had already told, you know, placed them in the garden and already gave them instruction what they were to do and where not to do and stuff. And it's the same thing. You know, when these ministers stop telling you to go to the book of Genesis, oh, we got to have a foundation. You can't have a foundation, you know, you can't have an ending without a beginning. We got to stick with the word of God. The word of God said, in the beginning was God, and the word was with God, and the word was God. But see, when they took you away and told you to just start in the middle of the Bible or in, you know, in the New Testament, leave the Old Testament out, the devil knew what he was doing. The devil's been trying to destroy the church for years. These men of the earth has been trying to destroy the word of God for years. You know, so if they get you not reading about, you know, in the beginning, you know, God created man and woman, Adam and Eve, and, you know, and all that, get you away from the word of God, then the devil got you. You know, telling, you know, get rid of all the Old Testament, all the Old Testament scriptures that tell you about before the flood came, you know. That they didn't believe that, you know, that it was going to rain because it had never rained before, you know. And then just get you away from the truth. Get you away from biblical truth, sound doctrine. It was one man, then it was man, then woman, then children. Come on. But they took you away from the beginning books of the Bible, you know, and telling us the commandments. Thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt, you know, bear false witness, and thou shalt not commit adultery. Oh, the thou shalt not. See, and man didn't want that. Man don't want to be told what to do. So they said, we're going to cut all that out. You know, Leviticus talks about, you know, tattooing your body and piercing and all that, the abomination of God, what he hated, you know. So they said, let's get them away from the Old Testament. You know, even when Obama come up there mocking the word of God, telling we going to believe the Old Testament and we're going to stone people to death, you know, oh, come on. Men knew what they were up to. You know, these New World Order leaders, these New Agers, they already knew. And then they just started, I mean, this stuff started years ago, even with television, they'll tell you a vision. You look at it and it tells you a vision. Sometimes you're just sitting there looking at the TV and then you may even have a commercial talking about a hamburger. All of a sudden you want a hamburger. You see fried chicken, you want to go get a piece of fried chicken. You know, a new restaurant comes out and then, oh, I got to go try that. It tells you a vision. It dictates to you, and then you just, you know, your flesh, you know, the Bible says ain't no good thing in your flesh, so your flesh just act up, I want this, I want that. Flesh is never satisfied, and the devil knew that. That's why he tried to take you away from the word of God, so you won't obey God's word, his commandments, you know. Yeah, just take you away from the Old Testament so you won't know truth. So that's what has caused our nation to be where it is, you know, because in Psalms it tells us to train up our children in the way of the Lord, you know, and people not training their children up in the way of the Lord no more. Children just do whatever they want to do. The parents just give the authority to the children, you know. What do you want, Johnny, instead of telling Johnny what he needs? I'm telling you, that's why we are where we are today in the church. And out of the church, the nation has forgotten God. And the word of God says in Psalm 9:7, talks about it. A nation that forgets God. This nation has forsaken God. I'm telling you. And like I said, I've been studying, you know, and watching and praying for a long time. I took notes even with the military. You know, they have gatekeepers at the gate watching for the enemy. Come on, y'all. Watching. For the enemy. And we are to do the same thing. Watch and pray. They both go together. Watch and pray. Watch everything. Everybody. Everywhere you go. Everything you take in. What's being said to you. Pay attention to what's being said to you. And who's saying it. You know, today we just want to talk about, you know, it's important what you believe. It's important. People don't think it's important what you believe. The devil knows it's important what you believe. That's why he tried to take you away from the word of God, from your basic instructions, you know, your basic foundation, no truth. But I'm telling you, when I look at the church today, and Lord have mercy, you're talking about crazy church. They start talking about their Bible studies. They start calling it crazy church. Well, I think it's crazy that you would call it the church. I'm telling you, it's so much stuff I've been watching for years declining. The church is crumbling. Babylon is falling. America has fallen. Their principles, our values, I'm telling you, everything is just falling. Like I said, I've been studying and praying and watching for years. You know, and gathering up information for years. Our church secretary, you know, which I would show her stuff. And that I needed her to pull up for me, and she would pull it up and print it out for me. So I got a lot of stuff that the enemy has been using for years. I've been watching the devil myself. Even back in 1999, there was an article that came out that said witchcraft in America. That's what is a spell. There's a spell over America. Witchcraft, wizards, warlocks, witchcraft everywhere. Witchcraft. Rebellion, the spirit of rebellion against God, y'all. Man is rebelled against God. Man don't want to hear God's instruction. People don't want to be told what to do. People don't want the do's and the don'ts. I mean, but you go to your job, they got rules there. You go anywhere you go, they got rules. They got rules in the store, in the markets, places, what you can and cannot do, how you're supposed to come in there, courthouse. You just can't go in the courtroom any kind of way, you know. You just can't dress any kind of way. The judge going to put you right on out. But you just want to come in God's house any kind of way. Everybody done got loose. And the word of God, I mean, oh, my God, has declined. I'm telling you, like I said, and my secretary, she would, a church secretary, she would just gather up all this information for me, and I kept it. I go back and I look, you know, how the nation has changed. And that was in Charisma magazine in 1999, Witchcraft in America. It is. It's a spell. Because of rebellion. People don't want to be told what to do. Men want to rule the earth. God, you know, in God we trust. That's what we were a nation with biblical principles. We were built on biblical foundational truth, y'all. Not to say everybody was saved and was Christian, but we were built on respect and respecting the Bible. Even if a person wasn't even saved, they respected God's word. Yeah, they had good morals, good values, cared how we look, cared where we go, cared what we put on. We respected one another. Sinners respected. They respected the word of God. They respected the Bible. They respected the Christians that said they were Christians. All that stuff go down the drain. Nation have forgotten God, forsaken God. A spirit of rebellion. Don't want to hear. Don't want to be told what to do. Man wants to rule the nation. We've been here before. This is nothing new. The devil's been doing these tricks for years, over and over. I mean, people used to even respect the Bible. They used to say, they knew that the word was true. So even if they did something bad, they would say, I'll put my hand on the Bible. It won't write. But they knew that was true. That it was truth in the Bible. So they would tell you, you know, I'm going to put my hand on the Bible. I tell you, you know, I ain't lying. Because they know that the Bible stood for truth. And it still stands for truth. The word ain't changing. The word ain't changing for nobody. The word of God said he's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, y'all. Look at our nation, how it declined. The morals, the value. That's why we have so much violence. Selling the land, the wickedness of man. We read this, you know, y'all in Genesis chapter 6 and 5, talking about the wickedness of man, that God even hated that he made man. And I know he got to feel that same way today because we're right back in the same spot again. A loss of principles, loss of commandments. You know, doing what God said do. So is we out with thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, just kill up everybody? But the young people haven't heard that. This is generation X, Y, and Z. These children have not been taught. That's why they ain't just pick up a gun and just shoot you and just kill the grandmama, mama, and all that. Because they have not been taught. They got in the way from teaching our children. Even if the parents, they go to church and they won't say, they sent their kids to church. They put them on church bus, send them on. You just wanted them to know truth. You just wanted them to respect. You just didn't want them to get in trouble. Oh, man, it's gone. You know, you tell your children, to, you know, and another thing, for years, I couldn't understand. People be like, make sure your children don't go to strangers. But then, in October, where they go? Everybody be going knocking on people's door for candy, apples, and all that. Out of all these years, people been poisoned through candy, raisins and apples. And you tell your children, you confuse them. You're double-minded. You tell them to stay away from strangers, yet you take them to strangers. When you think about it, do it make sense? Oh, my God, it's so much stuff that I've just been looking at and saying, God, this nation have forgotten you. They've forsaken you. Respect and honor is gone. Even in the house of God, these so-called men of God cussing in the pulpit. Oh, my God, never in my life in the 48 years, I'm telling you, have I seen the church like it is today. I mean, oh, my God, they just leading people astray. But you know how it got there? Through TBN and CBN, all these networks, PTL, all these networks, these spoken Christian networks. That's how these people got here? My God. Just open the door, TBN, open the door for all different types of religion. every kind. Whatever you were no longer, as Obama said, not a Christian nation no longer, because it got away from the word of God. I'm telling you, just brought all mixture, the world and the church together. I used to look, I said, Lord, have mercy. He's talking about movie stars with the Bible. Everybody, I mean, the movie stars, the actors, everybody was saying, living the same lifestyle, doing the same movies, doing the same stuff, filthiness. But you say you're Christian. I was looking at all this stuff. I said, Lord, this can't be you. This is a mixture. You're mixing like mixing ammonia and bleach. That's going to explode. And my God, it has exploded. Look at the church today. Look at these pastors. I mean, they're taking you away from truth. I mean, what they once were saying, they ain't saying no more. Now, Jason was saying, when it first came out, Jesus was the only way. They ain't saying that no more. They're saying that there are many ways to God. There's not many ways. They brought in all these unbiblical truth and taking you away from truth. That's how we get false, when we bring in untruth. But we got to stick to the truth, the word of God. He said, remain. We must contend for the faith, not give up the faith. It's important what you believe, y'all. It's important. Your foundation, your values, godly values. We don't have godly values. That's why, you know, you got all this stuff came into school because you took prayer out of school. You took commandments out of the court system. You take out God out of everything, you can't have nothing but chaos and confusion and destruction. And that's what we have today. Oh, my God. You know, I tell you, it's just important what we believe, y'all. It's important who you believe. Oh, yes. We've gotten away. We've gotten away. You know? The Bible says, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. But the devil know, you know, if you ain't honoring God, you ain't respecting God. You know, it's just like when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. No, see, he don't want you to go back to the Old Testament, but you read about Pharaoh, you know, and you read about how God brought Egypt, how he brought Israel out of, how he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. And that's the world. He brought us out of sin. When you get born again, he brings you out of sin. You no longer desire the same thing. But if you ain't reading it, and if you don't see it, and you don't know it, and we got a generation of X, Y, and Z now, those are all the alphabets. That's the ending of the alphabet. This is the end, y'all. But if you don't hear about, you know, not tattooing your flesh, now all the Christians, you know, I mean, you got tattoos and piercings. Everything that God called an abomination in the Old Testament, people are doing it. They've gotten away from spiritual values, the things that held up our nation to be, to be the great nation that it was. The Bible said, I bless you. Yeah, I bless them. You know, we were a blessed nation. But this nation now, oh, my God. Oh, my God, when you look around, look at America, just like other countries, other nations now. Oh, my God, every foul thing come in. All these other countries that, you know, believe in pagan gods and idol gods. And oh, my God, you look. And the word of God told us, you know, to pay attention. Watch. And don't be like the heathens, the heathen nations. And unsaved, you know. But they say, get rid of the Old Testament. Get rid of it. Keep the kids away from us so they won't know truth. So they won't know that, you know, you'll be blessed if you honor God and obey him and not be rebellious, rebellion against God, God's word. But the Bible say also in Deuteronomy, say, and you'll be cursed. You'll be cursed in the field and cursed in the city, you know. If you don't obey God, you be cursed in New York City. Well, you live in New York City or the country, y'all. Or you be blessed in the city and blessed in the field, wherever you live. You be blessed if you obey God's word. Trust him. It's important what we believe, y'all. Don't let the devil deceive you. Come on, you know, you don't have unbelievers. You know, I heard Billy Graham say just before he died to Robert Shuler. Both of them passed away now. But I heard him say, you know, we no longer believe that that Jesus is just the only way. But there are many ways to God. That was that new age creeping in. T.D. Jakes said the same thing. There's not many ways to God. Oprah. All these people that they were using to influence your mind through television, radios, computers, cell phones, to get you away from truth. These leaders, these presidents, these mayors, these governors, these senators, people in leadership to lead you away because man wants to be God. Man wants to control the nation. New world order, me out with God's order and come bring in new order, a new system. Get rid of the old system. That's why you got people that's supposed to be in the house of God. They paganize just like the world. Pearson's here and there. Hair. Oh, my God, matted up. Your brain is matted up like your hair. Come on, y'all. Oh, my God, that reminds me of Nebuchadnezzar. When in front of the palace, eating grass. Hair matted up, claws like animals. Oh, my God, because they had lost his mind. These people have lost their mind. You lost your mind when you don't believe God's word. You lost your mind when you're not receiving God's word. You lost your mind when you're not doing what God told you to do. When you started out right and you ended up wrong, you lost your mind. There's a strong delusion. You know, somebody has bewitched you. The Bible said, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Who has put a spell on your mind? That's what it's saying, that you rebel against God's word, rebel against his truth. You're no longer walking in his word. You no longer believe what the Bible says. You know, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. You no longer believe that. Who has bewitched you? Oh, foolish Galatians. Oh, my God. Bible said causing your children to pass through the fire. You know? Oh, my God. Sacrifice. When you cause your children to pass through the fire, sacrificing people for things, for houses and cars and for money, for name and fame. Oh, my God. This nation has fallen. Oh, my God. We're right back. Let me get in the word of God. I just get so stirred up. I just want you to get it. I just want you to see what's happening. I want you to see what has taken place in America, how we've fallen as a nation. Oh, my God. Are we just like these other pagan nations around about us? Just look. We're no longer believers in Christ. We believe in anything and everything now. Just tolerance. Just tolerate. And then we just celebrate everything. Oh, we're going to celebrate together. You believe in what you believe. I believe what I want to believe. And we're all going to make it. No. Like I said before, you know, you can't go up north of New York City going south. You can't make it there, and you can't go south going to New York City because south is not where New York is. It's up north. It's the same thing. We cannot change God's word to fit what we want. Itching ears. Itching ears. People have itching ears today. They want what they want because they want to do what they want to do. Don't want to hear God. You want to be God yourself. Just be God yourself. That's what they're saying. And we got that mess from TBN. Paul Krause. They're talking about we are gods. We are little gods. That's not Bible. That's not biblical. And then Kenneth Copeland. God is a failure. The worst thing is God is a failure. Oh, my God. These people are demonic. Demonically inspired by Satan. The wickedness. They open up doors. He's standing up there. Kenneth Copeland standing up there. With some other man cutting their flesh, saying, putting blood in a glass and drinking?
how demonic, how evil can that be? What kind of God are you serving? It's not the true and living God. It's the pagan God. It's the idol God. It's the false God. It's the Antichrist God. Oh, everything getting set for the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, the stuff in place, y'all. These leaders have turned their back on Christ. They've deceived him. They've done him just like Judas. They've betrayed him. They're walking away from truth, and they're leading you away. Oh, yeah. The Pied Piper just playing their music, and they just, you just following the music. You know, I heard Jay say years ago, the wolves are coming. The wolves are coming. Oh, yeah, you got wolves everywhere now. Yeah. Little Red Riding Hood, hey, she couldn't recognize the wolf, huh? And that's how they came. They crept in. Crept in. You know, the wolf was sitting in the bed with a little red, you know, with a little outfit on to try to deceive Little Red Riding Hood. And the same thing today. They try to deceive you. Coming as a sheep in wolf clothing. That's what we have today. In the music industry as well. Kurt Franklin. Oh, my God. It is so sad where the church has stooped so low. These men sold out for your soul. That's that record company that Kurt Franklin was introducing all these people to come in for your soul, right in your face, for your soul. The devil telling you, come on, bring it on. Sign right here for your soul. These sororities and these, you know, organizations that people get in to that they don't know nothing about until you sign and sell your soul. But you can't get out before it's too late when you come to the knowledge of the truth. Come to the knowledge of the truth. Let me get to the word of God. I just get so upset of all this stuff I see because there's some strange fire in the house of God. Strange fire. Oh, yes. People bring a strange stuff in the house of God. And you can read in the Old Testament, you can read about, you know, Eli. Eli, he was a priest. And he had sons. And he didn't correct his sons in the house of God. And see, these leaders don't want you to dig in the word of God in the Old Testament. You find out a lot of things. People were bringing in strange stuff. They were doing stuff in the house of God, just like they're doing today, having sex with the, you know, parishioners and, you know, in the house of God. Men were married, and they pastors and the pastor wives, they're getting together, having orgies and all this stuff. The God said, we in the world, but not of this world. I brought it in the house of God. Leaders for money, fame, and a name. These different groups and clubs. Sign it out. Just sign right here. Signing your name in blood. Oh, yeah. For your soul. Well, let me get to the word of God. Oh, my God. We come from Genesis chapter 11. The Bible says, and the whole earth was of one language. This was the Tower of Babel, y'all. We're right back there today. These men of the earth, this new world order, that's what it's all about. The Tower of Babel. They're trying to rebuild, restructure what God knocked down before. Oh, yeah. We're right back to Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah, because they're taking you away from the word of God so you wouldn't know and you wouldn't be aware of where you are today. It's important what you believe. The word of God said faith cometh. Faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Read your Bible. Let it soak in. Let it soak in like a sponge. Soak in your spirit so that you can live, because there's life in the word of God. It said, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. So when you Well, I was once all speaking the same language. All were speaking the same language. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, and they found a plain in the land of Sana, and they dwelt there. They lived there. Okay, they found a place and they lived there. And they said one to another, because they were speaking the same language now, go to let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. These masons. And they had bricks for stone and slime, and they for mortar. And they said, now we ain't hearing about God. They said, and that's what these men are saying today. They want to rule the earth. They want to take God's order. They want to rebel from God. They don't want to take His order no longer. Don't want to be a nation under God. They want to be a nation over God. We're going to have it our way, just like Lucifer when he was in heaven. He was kicked out because he wanted to take over. These men of the earth, these presidents and these rulers, these kings and these mayors and these senators and all these hookups, all these pieces to the puzzle, they want to take over the earth. Just like back in the Noah's day, they want to take over. Oh, my God. But the flood came and washed them all away. Oh, my God. And he put the sign, the rainbow, and the sign was a sign that it was not going to flood again, that the earth would not flood again. That's a sign. Oh, but he said it won't be water but fire this time. It says right here, and they said, let us, and they said, go, let us build us a city. See, now I want to take over again. Let us build us a city. I mean, Sin City everywhere. Sin City, L.A. You see the preachers now, preachers of L.A.? I'm telling you. Oh, my God. Sin City. Using these leaders, everybody connected. They done signed up to work for Satan. Done turned their back on God for money. Betrayed him, just like Jude did for those 30 pieces of silver. These people sold out for money. Fame and a name for 2 and 3 mansions, 4 and 5 Rolls Royces. You know, oh, my God, that you can't take nothing with you when you leave here. But we right back to the same place, I tell you. Tower of Babel being built around y'all. Pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to our nation that have forgotten God. Kick God out. Prayer out. You kick God out. Commandments out. You kicking God out. Pay attention to where you at. It's important what you believe. It's important what you receive. See, now, Adam and Eve, they already knew what they were supposed to do. But they let Satan come and whisper to Eve to change her belief system. You need to doubt God. Stop going obeying God. And today, people have stopped obeying God's word. These preachers ain't obeying God's word. They're leading you astray. Pied Piper just taking you, leading you. Come on now. The music they playing, and you just following it. Oh, because there's a spell. Somebody has bewitched you, tricked you from the truth. It says, and they said, let us go and build a city. And that's all you see today. People used to take off from work on weekends. You know, they just wouldn't even work. They respected God. Not no more. These men are building and building and skyscrapers and planes and trains and just building, building, building. Man think he's God. There's a mixture. In and everything goes now. We all one. All under the same umbrella, universalism. So that means you can be a Buddhist. You can be a snake worshiper. You can believe whatever you want to believe. We all under the same umbrella. Oh, my God, get from under the umbrella. I'm telling you, the Bible says, and we shall build, let us a city and a tower, whose
top may reach unto heaven, and let us make a name. That's just, see, these people, they trying to make a name for themselves, and you helping them make a name for themselves. You giving them your money, they getting richer, and you getting poor. Yeah. What if I just want to be in the crowd? Conference here and a conference there, $180-something here, and they got special seats for special people. You pay more, you get closer to the front. And some people so far back, they don't pay. So far back, they can't even see. They got to look on the TV screen. It's like being home and looking at your TV. I'm telling you, y'all need to wake up. You've been bewitched. You've been bewitched. How many? God told me 100 people give me $100. God told me 40 people give me $40. God told me 80 people give me $80. Keep adding up. Oh, and they counting the money like you saw Creflo Dollar and Thompson. I can't think of the name right now, but they were on the video. Pull it up. They running all over the money and whispering. Y'all dropping money off at the front of the altar, on the altar, dropping money on the altar, just like they do with a stripper. They go to a club and a man paid for looking at the woman. They brought that mess in God's house. Crumbling. I saw America crumbling. It's still crumbling over this filth that we let in. And instead of saying Jesus coming, had the people start putting their hands on themselves. The money coming to me now. Okay. So you get your mind off of God and off of serving Jesus and serving yourself. Money coming to me now. No, Jesus coming. And he's coming soon, y'all. We got to get back to biblical truth. All these errors, all this mess that has come in God's house that God had nothing to do with, he said, I did not send them. They went and I did not send them. We got to get all that. We got to tear down all this mess and get back. Biblical truth. Get back to sound doctrine. Sound teaching. What's going to help save your soul? The word of God will make you whole. The Bible says, and it said, whose top may reach unto heaven. They building towers. Trying to reach heaven. I mean, y'all ever been to New York City? I used to live there. I used to live in North Carolina. I used to live in New York and Virginia. And I'm telling you, the building so high, man feel like he God, because he's trying to reach heaven. He'll never get there. God gonna tear this mess down again. He says, "Whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make a name for. Let us make a name." Yeah, these singers and these preachers and Todd Dietrich Hand, I just can't think of all these preachers. There's so many of them, and there's so much mess out here today. I'm telling you, look it up for yourself. You'll see. Watch. Pray. These signs are for you to watch. Pray. Stay alert. Watch your soul. Watch. Watch what you take in. Your gate, your eyes, your ears. These are gates. This is how spirits get in, through your eyes. What you see, what you hear, the music you listen to. Enter into your spirit. Be careful. Oh, my God. Like I said, I'm not no preacher. I'm just trying to share the word of God and get you that you see that the enemy is blind in your mind. He come to kill, steal, and destroy your life. John 10:10 says, the devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy your life. I pray that you'll go back to these scriptures when I give them to you. Save your life. It says, whose top may reach unto heaven, man trying to reach heaven, and let us make a name for yourself. Yeah, trying to make a name for yourself. The great Jakes and the great Joel and all these people trying to make a name for themselves. They made it. They made a name for themselves. But, hey, Satan, your kingdom must come down. It said, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth, meaning be taken over. It said, and the Lord came down to see the city. And the Lord came down to see the city and the towers. What? The cities and the towers that the man was building. God came down to look at it. And said, which the children of men built. The children of men built. This is what he's trying to do now. One world order. New world order. Out with you, God. We don't want you no longer. We don't want to be under your hand. We don't want to listen to your voice and what you tell us to do this right. We don't want to do that no more. We want to take over. It's our thing. Do what we want to do. That's the time we're living in, y'all. The Bible said, and the Lord came down to see the city and the towers and the children that which the children of men built. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. And that's what that one word on. And they have all one language. They're all speaking the same language. And this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. No restraint. That goes right back to Genesis chapter 6 and talks about the wickedness of man. See, you know, it was continuously. There ain't no restraint. There ain't no restraint today, y'all. I mean, people killing their mother, their grandmother, father, sister, brother. They have no regards for life. No regards for human life. They don't care who you are. You say, people, you say, but this fight. You know, some people shooting. They have no regard. Running over people like they're animals. Just run over like they're nothing. That's the time we're living in. He said no restraint. He said their hearts and their minds were continuously wicked. This is a wicked world. Wicked people in this world. Without God, you need Jesus. That's the place. You need to believe that Jesus will save you. So Jesus will make you whole. Jesus will change your life. Jesus will make you clean from inside out. He'll work on the inside of your heart, your wicked, evil heart. He will change the stony heart over to his heart, the man of Christ, the life of Christ, when you receive him. He said, now nothing will be restrained from them. They'll do anything. They have imagined to do whatever they want to do. They just do it. Anywhere they want to go. Anything they want to say. That's why they can just stand up there and cuss in God's house and say it's all right. Humping and bumping and crumping and, oh, twerking in God's house. Even down to the children. You look at some of the YouTubes and stuff. Oh, my God. The children doing the same thing the parents are doing. Why? Because you are an example to your children. What they see you do, they will do. This is like telling your child, don't smoke. It give you cancer. But you smoking. So they say, oh, well, mama's smoking. I can smoke too. Well, after I get cancer, she won't get it too. We'll go to the same place. Same thing. You tell your child, don't drink and drive. You drinking it. You driving. You out here killing people. You know, driving, you know, when you not clearly thinking. When you're driving, you're not sober-minded. You know? Oh, my God. Wake up, church. Wake up, people. Wake up, celebrate nation. Wake up. It said, let us go down and there confound their language. God, I'm going down there. I'm going to confound their language that they may not understand one another's speech. That's when we start speaking different language. That's why you got English, you got Spanish, you know, you got Japanese talk, you know, you got Tagalog, you know, you got Italian language, Greek, Spanish, you got all these different languages. That's why, because man wants to be God, and God had to show man, I'm in control. I'm going to come down and destroy everything that you're trying to build up. And he's going to do it again, y'all. Come on, wake up before it's too late. He's going to do it again. He's going to do it again. The Bible says in verse 8, so the Lord scattered them abroad. That's why you got people, some live in Spain, some live in England, some live in Europe, some live all across, some live in America, all around. He scattered them abroad and gave them different languages. This is the word of God. This is the only book on the
place of earth. Let us know everything that's taking place right now around about us. This word is still true. It's as true as it was over 2,000 years ago. It's still the same word. It ain't no new word. If it's new, it's not true. It's not in this word. He said, what I say unto you, be a doer. Be a doer of the word. To one, I say to all. He's saying the same word to all of us. Be ye holy, for he's holy. Be a righteous person. Seek God. Pray. Care for your wicked way. He's saying the same thing. We want to make heaven our home. Hell is real. Everybody want to go to heaven, but it just want to act like hell don't exist. Just because you say it don't exist don't mean it don't. There's a fact you were born. There's a fact you was died. Those two facts that nobody can change. I don't care how much money you got. Even the richest person on this earth dies. The poorest person dies. Great as these men y'all worship is, they can't stop you from dying. And they can't stop from dying themselves. But the Creator that made you, told you, that it's appointed unto a man once to die. And then judgment. You know you came from your mother's womb. These women walking around praying. And you, women walking around praying. And you, and the babies didn't come from your womb. You looking at it, come from their womb. You let the devil blind your mind and make you think you come from evolution. The Big Bang. You just, there it is. You came from your mother's womb. God said, I formed you. Read in the Old Testament. I formed you in Jeremiah 1 and 5. He formed you in your mother. I knew you before I even formed you in your mother's womb. See, these new ages and, you know, leaders that wanted to take you away from the word of God so you wouldn't know. But God said, he don't want man to be with man and woman to be with woman. I don't want you to read those scriptures. Keep you away from that. Just start in the back of the Bible. Start in the New Testament. Forget the Old Testament. Out with everything in the Old Testament. Oh, my God. But the Bible says right here, so the Lord scattered them apart. And that's why I say that, you know, some speak Spanish, some speak English, I'm speaking, you know, Tagalog, and I just going on. And it said, scattered them abroad from whence the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the cities. Therefore is the name of it called Babel. What's somebody babbling? You know, you don't really understand what they're saying. You know, when somebody babbling on you, you be like, you just babbling off, you just running off in the mouth. And he called it Babel, confusion. That's what babbling is, your confusion. Brings chaos, destruction, babbling. They said, because the Lord did not confound their language, he confused their language, separate their language so that they couldn't communicate to keep building, trying to be God. You'll never be God. It don't make sense. You can be God. You can be the one that created you. You ain't seen what man here on the face of the earth. All these men, they worshiping Jakes and all these. They worshiping them. Did they build a tree? Did they create a tree? The sky? Rain? Can they? Come on, y'all. Wake up. Wake up. Your creator? You believe in creatures over your creator? That don't make sense. You're listening to all these so-called philosophers. That's what they're doing. They want to be God themselves. They own thoughts. New thoughts now. Out with the old, in with the new. Lord, we don't want you no longer. We don't want you in our schools. We don't want you in our churches. We don't want you. We are God. And this is where it came from. And see, therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did confound their language of all the earth. And from hence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. That's why we're where we are today. Oh, yes. Let's go. to.
Oh my God,
we need to get back to let's get to Acts now. Let me tell you, this is how we used to be. This is how we used to be. And Acts, Jesus, for your word, Lord, I pray that we had already church can change some help somebody to look to you, oh God, not to me. Don't look to me, but look to God. The Bible says right here in Acts chapter 7, let me tell you what we got going on. It says in Acts chapter 7 and 51, it says, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart. These men are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in their heart. These leaders, these people, that men that want to take over the earth and ears, ye do also resist the Holy Ghost. They resisting God's word, his presence. As your father did, so do ye. Oh, my God. He said, which of the prophets has not your father persecuted? And they that slain them, which shows before the coming of the just one, which is God, of whom ye have been known, the betrayers and murderers. That's where we at now. Leaders, betrayers, and murderers today. Every thought. Man, let us be. It says, who has received the law by the disposition of the angels and have not kept it. See, all these people today, oh my God, they want to run the world. Singing a song even in the church years ago, we are the world. Bringing Michael Jackson's song that he sung, we are the world, in the church. And the Bible said we're not of the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. But you start singing the song in the church. We are the world. Oh, my God. I was paying attention. I'm telling you, stuff was just crumbling. Been crumbling for a long time. It's been crumbling for a long time. Well, let's go to Acts chapter 8. I pray that you'll listen and you take your time and go back. Here, 8 and chapter of Acts and verse 4. This is the gospel. This is what the gospel does. When you get the gospel preached to you, it said, therefore they were scattered abroad, went everywhere preaching the word. These preachers are not preaching the word. They're taking you away from the word. There's deliverance in the word. There's salvation in the word. He's a keeper. There's a keeper. The word will keep you. The word will set you free. The word will give as a mind regulator. It will regulate your thoughts. The word. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground would be sinking sand. Christ the rock. He's the rock you want to be standing on and stay on. But these preachers are preaching the word. It said, therefore they were scattered abroad everywhere preaching the word. These preachers today, it's preaching cause, money, fame, prosperity, fashion, everything but the word of God. The Bible says in verse 5, it said, then Philip went down to the city of Smyrna and preached Christ unto them. Get back. We got to preach Christ. Be saved. You just can't believe whatever you want to believe and think you're going to be saved. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he will save you, keep you, deliver you, clean you up from the inside out. I used to drink. I used to smoke. I used to cuss. Jesus did it for me. I believe he would do it, and he did it. You have to believe. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. But if people ain't preaching the word of God, and ministers not preaching the word of God, and they got these praise dancers throwing up their legs and, oh, my God, I'm mining and all this stuff from other countries and African dancers and standing up there with all these piercings in your ear and your eyes and your nose and your mouth and chin and earwax. Oh, my God, all these spirits, unclean spirits. The Bible said, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which preached, and they heard and seeing the miracles which he did. You ain't seeing people being healed, delivered, set free, and demonic activity, you know, from being suicidal. But that's a spirit. that wants you to kill yourself, that's a demon. Talk into your mind. Speak into your spirit, telling you there is no way out. There is no hope. It's stress. It takes you out. And then, you know, your heart. The Bible says your heart will fail you because of the days that's coming upon the face of the earth. That means heart attacks. God is the Lord thy God that healeth thee. He will heal you. He will save you. He will deliver you. The Bible says in verse 7, it says, for unclean spirits are demons. Demons cry with loud voices. Came out a minute. That's what was going on in the earlier generation of America. People was being healed. People was being set free. People love God. People honor God. People respected God. People respected God's house. People was hearing the word of God. It said, and the demons came out of many that were possessed with them. Possessed with them what? Demons. And many taken with palsy. That was a sickness. And they were lame. People were lame. Could not walk. Were healed. And there was a great joy in the city. Everybody was celebrating. I remember there was a time back in the early 70s when I got saved. Everybody was running to revival. Revival over here tonight. Revival over there. People were being saved. People were being healed. People were being delivered. Drug addicts. You know, even when Pastor Wilkinson, you know, was talking about, you know, gang members and all that was being set free from their activity because the spirit of God was so heavy because people honor God. They worship him. They thank him. They respected his word. They believed his word. They trust his word. And they wanted to live for God. And people were alcohol, being delivered. And they didn't go to take no 12 steps to no 12-step program to be set free from drugs and alcohol. They just took one step to Jesus. Lord, I trust you. Lord, save me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, forgive. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Lord, I want to live for you. God, come and live inside of me and minister to me and order my steps in your word. Every day, God, give me your daily bread. Every day. As I eat physically, Lord, help me to eat spiritually so that I can grow in you, God, and that you would just minister to me, that I may minister to those around about me, that I may live a lifestyle that's pleasing before you, that I will honor you, God. I will respect you. I will look to you in everything I say and do. I will ask you before I do it, God, in the name of Jesus. That's what we used to have. That's what we used to have. That's the kind of nation that we used to have that believed and trust God. And there was great joy in the city. People celebrated, going to revivals, like I said, you know, running here and running there, you know, seeking God's word, wanting more of God's word, and killing your flesh, less of yourself and more of Jesus. That's what people wanted. And even look right here, it says, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and witchcraft and bewitched the people of Samaria. There was a man that was going through the city that used to bewitch people, put spells on people. And, you know, it said, and giving out that himself was some great one. And that, Lord have mercy, that's how I'm led to that. What's happening today? These false prophets, false spirits that they're using, spells and witchcraft they're using over the people, speaking, you know, different phrases and stuff that people are not aware of all over them and laying hands. Their hands is dirty. They live in dirty lifestyles. The devil does the same thing, imitate God. The devil, they pray. They pray for more power. We pray. You know, we pray for power of the Holy Ghost to use you, to strengthen you, to keep you, to lead you, to guide you. But right here, it's like this man, the same man named Simon, therefore
before time in the same cities used sorcery, witchcraft, demonic, y'all. He was inspired by the devil, and which bewitched the people of Samaria, gave up that himself was some great God. They were like, oh, you coming over here. We being healed by the devil. They didn't know they were being, you know, they were being put a spell on. It says, to whom they all gave heed, they recognized, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is has a great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that a long time he had bewitched them with sorcery. He had tricked them and fooled them. He was making money off of them. So how about that's what these demons are doing today. These false prophets. Everybody signing on all these great apostles, chief apostles, master prophet. Oh my God. They masters. Oh my God. There's only one true and living God, y'all. We got to get back in the Word. Get your focus back. There's a spell on you. Let the spell be broken off you with the Word of God. It'll break every yoke. Every stronghold, the Word will break. It's at home. They gave heed to, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man has great power of God. And people say that same thing about T.D. Jakes and the rest of these people that they look up to. What about God? God is great and greatly to be praised. God made these men. They can't do nothing apart from God. They don't have no power. They don't have no power. The Bible says in Genesis, God formed man on duty. But God, you just dust on duty. You're made from the dust of the earth. And he, God Almighty, breathed the breath of life into you. And these men that you're worshiping, when God says over and he snaps the breath, they gone. Right back to the dust until judgment. But the soul going to whoever you serve. I hear Jake say he's going to look up at the dirt and say he did what he wanted to do before he left. I pray that he get right. I pray that he changes his mind. I pray that he will get right so he can lead people back to Christ. Those that he's leading away and astray with this New Age stuff and this evolution teaching. I didn't come from no ape, and I ain't come from no baboon. I ain't come from none of that. I came from my mother's womb, and you did too. Thoughts back. Come on, y'all. We're not to worship no man on this earth. We don't worship the Pope. We ain't worshiping no man. They got to die like you. It's been a minute, Popes. They gone, too. Get your focus right. We don't worship nobody but God. It said, but when they believed Philip reaching, when they had believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, that's what he preached, and that's what we're supposed to be preaching today. The kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus is coming soon. That's what you're supposed to be. We want to heal you. We want to save you and deliver you today. We're going to choose you this day whom you will serve. It's important what you believe, y'all, and whom you believe. Oh, my God. The word of God said, and him they had regards because of long time. Oh, I skipped. I told you I don't have my glasses. I need to get them. Like you need to keep talking about, need to stop talking about, I need to get them and get them, huh? We down at the 12th verse. It said, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, and these people are not preaching the things that's concerning the kingdom of God. They preaching about themselves, how great they are. Laying hands on everybody, them dirty hands. Everybody's hands ain't clean, and that's what you use. You know, that's what get dirty, your hands, them germs. That's why you always got to clean your hand, wash the hand with soap to get the germs off. But they laying hands on your hand, on your head. That's where your thoughts is. And some of them full of lust and full of murder and stealing and killing. They got their hands on your head, and you want to know why you feeling that way all of a sudden. All of a sudden, I just got this lust spirit on me. I don't know where it came from. From that pastor laying his hands on your head that you don't know, and then you read next week, or he in the newspaper because he done molested some kids in the church. Not only him, but his wife. Oh, my God.
dirty hands, laying hands on your head. The Bible says, suddenly lay hands on no man. Don't let everybody lay their hands on you. Lay your hands on me, Jesus. I don't mind. That's who you need to lay hands on you, Jesus. He's a mind regulator and a heart fixer. He know you better than anybody else because he made you. Trust him. It's important what you believe, y'all. The Bible says, let's see. I'll go back up to 11. It said, in the name of Jesus. That's what it said. He said he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. It's power in that name, y'all. That's why they don't want you to call on the name of Jesus. That's why they get upset when a teacher can go to school and put a Bible on the desk talking about, you know, that talks about Jesus Christ, and people get mad. You can lay the Quran up there. You can lay anything up there but the Bible. You can talk about anything but Jesus, and people won't get upset. But you talk about Jesus, everything stops. People want to walk away. You talk about the name of Jesus, they don't want to hear it because there's power in that name. There's deliverance in that name, and the devil had them running from you. They're saying they were baptized, both men and women. When they heard the gospel being preached, they went down in the water. You know, a sign of you burying the old you and getting up walking in the newness of life. All that stuff you used to do and is under the water, is down, taking it down, and you get up walking in the newness of life. But some people, you know, they don't be taught. They go down a dry devil and get up a wet one. They ain't did nothing but just went down. Just like you go in there and take a shower, get in the bathtub, just got up and still ain't changed. Lord have mercy. It said, then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, even the sorcerer, the warlock, got saved. Ain't that something? So I don't care how wicked you've been and how evil you've been, things you've done that were displeasing to God, things you try to do to people and hurt them, God still have mercy. He'll save you. He'll forgive you. He'll cleanse you. And Simon himself believed also. And when he were baptized, he even got baptized, he continued with Philip. He started walking with him. And that's the way we're supposed to be. We ought to want to turn from walking the way we once walked and walk with God. Get with somebody that's living righteous, trying to train you right through the Word of God, giving you what the Word of God says. Not what they want, but what God says. And wonder, behold, the miracles and signs which was done. Isn't that something? So I said, now, when the apostles, which was at Jerusalem, heard the Samaritans and had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they had come down, prayed for them, and that they might receive the Holy Ghost. See, now, they got saved. The people got saved. They had got baptized and they got saved. But they know that you need it more than just being saved. You need the Holy Ghost. The Bible said that he would send a comforter unto you, which is the Holy Spirit, to lead you, to guide you, to direct you. I'm so glad that I asked and received the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, and my life has never been the same. He's kept me these 48 years. I could not keep myself. I needed something besides just being saved. There's a lot of people who confess with their mouth and just say, Lord, save me. But they didn't go any further. They didn't have anything really to keep them. And don't have people to even show you, you know, what you need to do to keep growing and walking with God. They lead you and then leave you alone and leave you hanging. And don't know which way to turn. And the Bible said seven more demons, worse than the ones before that you had, coming right on in. Because they went and saw that the house was cleaned out when you had nothing in there. And he come right back in with spirits that you didn't have before. I mean, that's why sometimes you hear of people that you say they were saved and then they went back.
And then you hear something gross, you know, that they really did. They, when I hear murder somebody, you be like, man, they, I can't believe that. They would have never did that. They opened themselves up to spirits. Things you watch and things you hear and your ears and your eye gates. You have to be careful what you entertain and what entertains you, because it will possess you. It'll come inside of you and use you. That's how people be murdering. And you know, you keep hearing music. Oh, kill your mama, kill your dad, kill your mama, kill your dad. You keep hearing and keep hearing, and your spirit just driving you. Or you just playing these shooting games. You can shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot. And then a long time, people just go out and just start shooting. Shoot, 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 shoot. But that spirit of God inside of you, because that's how you just feed yourself. Guns, guns, guns. Drink, drink, drink. Smoke, smoke, smoke. Feeding yourself. And you're unsober. You're unstable. What's the end of life? You're not sober-minded. When you're not sober-minded, you're not clear-minded. You can't think clear. The Word of God, only thing that will keep you. It said, and they received the Word of God sent by Peter and John, who, when they were called, came down and prayed for them. We're supposed to be praying for people. And then they might be receive the Holy Ghost. And yet, and as yet, he was falling upon them, none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on the hand of the apostles' hand, the Holy Ghost was given, and he offered them money. So he thought that they could buy. Goodbye. You could buy the Holy Spirit. No, you can't buy this. No, you can't buy this. You only receive this through faith in God, through prayer, believing, and you shall receive. It's like the wind. You can't explain the wind. That's how I explain the Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I know I got it. I know when it came in. Oh, and it was not no mumble jumble. It was a language that I was not taught. Took over my lips. It, you know, and I said, Lord, I thank you. I just let him have his way. And he's been having his way ever since. And I thank him. He's been my keeper. When I lost my mother, when I lost my father, when I lost my husband, he's been my keeper. He's been my mind regulator. Oh, yes. He's been my keeper. He's a keeper, y'all. The one you kept, he will keep you. He said, I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Because what? I trust in him. I believe in him. It's important what you believe. It's important in whom you believe. I believe in the true and living God. Oh, yes. I believe God. He could buy the Holy Ghost with money, saying, give me also this power, and of whosoever I lay hands, he might receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be perished, may be purchased with money. Oh, no. Oh, no, you can't buy this, honey. You must be born again. You must repent of your sin. Yes. The Bible says in verse 22 of that same chapter, it says, repent, therefore, of this, thy wickedness, and pray, if perhaps thou thought in thy heart that may be forgiveness given thee. He will forgive you. He will cleanse us. He will save you. When you're hearing the Word of God, you hear the Word of God being preached, just receive the Word of God. And he will save you. He will make you whole. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise you for this day. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We pray in the name of Jesus that something I said would touch people's hearts and mind. Have them, oh God, to seek your face, seek your word, and to turn from their wicked ways in this last and evil days. We pray that the Word of God will draw them to the foot of the cross, saying, what must I do to be saved before time is too late? God, I pray that we here at the Ready Church will make a difference in people's lives. We pray for the Sensic Nation. We pray for our communities. We pray for this nation, God, that have forgotten you and turned their hearts away from truth, that you will draw them back to the foot of the cross before time is too late. We pray for those that don't know you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would just minister to them. Deal with the hearts of men, oh God. You turn it whatsoever way that pleases you, oh God, and we praise you for it. We thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. We pray for our families on today. We pray for our brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews. We pray for fathers today. Oh, God, we pray that there we will have godly fathers, God. We'll set examples for the young men today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will stir their hearts, oh, God, to truth. Oh, God, that we will get our morals, our values back, oh, God, to honor you, oh, God. In everything we say and do, God, that you may get the glory out of our lives. We just thank you on today. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. Ready, church.
Come on and lift up your voice and give him the glory. Give the Lord the glory. And give the Lord the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, lift up your mouth. Let your praise come before his presence with thanksgiving. And we give you the glory. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.